بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبي السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. رواه الترمذي. وفي رواية قال معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه: أوصني يا رسول الله. قال: أعبد الله كأنك تراه، وعد نفسك في الموتى، واذكر الله عند كل حجر شجر وعند كل حجر. وإذا عملت سيئة فاعمل بجنبها حسنة، السر بالسر والعلانية بالعلانية. رواه الطبراني. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. We request all humbly to recite Durood Sharif upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abada على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، علماء الكرام، respected elders and dear brothers, I have recited before you two narrations that were narrated by a very eminent companion of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a very young person, but very, very accomplished and very beloved to Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To such an extent that perhaps he is amongst those few people that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared regarding him, Inni uhibbuka, I love you. This is none other than that companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is known as Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an. Imagine the good fortune of Mu'az. The whole world says, Nuhibbu Rasulullah, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's part of our iman. But Mu'az is that companion that Allah's Rasul is saying, Uhibbuka ya Mu'az, I love you, O Mu'az. And Sayyidina Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that companion that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared regarding him, A'lamuhum bil halali wal haram, Mu'az. The most learned amongst my companions in the matter of halal and haram is Mu'az. From this we learn that Sahaba also specialized in certain branches of learning. For example, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding another Sahabi, أَقْرَأُهُمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ, the one who is most learned and competent with regards to the recitation and qiraat of the Holy Quran, and that was Ubay ibn Ka'b. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding one Sahabi, Afraduhum Zayd ibn Thabit,
The one who is most learned and knowledgeable regarding the laws of succession or inheritance is a Sahabi by the name of Zaid bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an. And similarly we find Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning وَأَقْضَاهُمْ Ali, the most learned amongst my companions with regards to judicial matters and the issues of the judiciary is Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala an. And we find in this manner various Sahaba were specialists in certain branches of learning. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very learned with regard to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this Sahabi, Mu'az bin Jabal, he was the specialist in the field of halal and haram. From this we can see that already in that era, there was a specialization that was required regarding the matter of halal and haram, because not everybody will be able to acquire and master and specialize in this branch. It is a branch that requires deep and intense knowledge. And this Sahabi, Mu'az bin Jabal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, despite the fact that he was very, very young in age, he had mastered and specialized in the field of halal and haram. And regarding this very same Sahabi, Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very interesting incident is related, that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to Yemen, and he was sent as a governor over the people of Yemen, and as a judge over the people of Yemen who had accepted Islam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bade him farewell. To such an extent that when he got onto his animal to depart from Medina, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking and Muaz was riding. And he felt very uncomfortable, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him to carry on riding. So, there is a saying in Arabic, Al-Amru Fawqa Al-Adab. The command and instruction of a senior supersedes respect. If it is a command, do a certain thing, your heart will not desire out of respect, but the command of a senior takes precedence over respect. Al-Amru Fawqa Al-Adab. So Muaz radiallahu ta'ala carried on riding, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading the animal, and as he was walking, he was advising Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, gave him several advices, and he mentioned to him also, O Muaz, the next time when you come to Medina and you will return, then you will no more find me here, but you will pass by my grave, and I would have already left this world. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Muaz radiallahu anhu was shedding tears profusely out of grief and sorrow that this was the last meeting and the parting moments, the last he would ever be in the company of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him several, many advices. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him at that time, O Muaz, bima tahkum, O bima taqzi, how will you pass judgment on the people? Then he said, bi kitabillah, O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will pass judgment based on the book of Allah. Whatever rulings are found in the book of Allah, in the Quran, that is what will be the judgment that I will pass in the cases that will come in front of me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدْ, if you do not find that ruling in the Kitabullah, doesn't mean that the ruling is not there, but if he was not able to find it, because our knowledge is limited, the book of Allah is unlimited, our knowledge is limited. The answers are all in the Kitabullah, but a person has to have that depth of knowledge to find those rulings. Nevertheless, he asked him, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدْ, if you do not find it there, then what will you do, Mu'az? So he said, then I will give a ruling بِسُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I will then give the ruling based on the sunnah and what I've learned from you, O Rasul of Allah. I will base my ruling and judgment on that. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدْ, O Mu'az, if you do not find it in the sunnah, then what will you do? Now Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was preparing him. And a very important guideline and principle and precedent was established in this incident of Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. That if we are faced with a situation in our life, in our worldly existence, that we are seeking an answer regarding that, so how will we find that answer? In other words, we're seeking an Islamic ruling, we are seeking a guidance, a rule, a law of the Sharia regarding a certain matter. Well, how will we look for it? So the sequence is, first we will look for the answer in Kitabullah, in the Quran. If we find it there, well and good. If not, then we will go to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we will seek it there. But فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدْ, if you do not find it there, then what will you do? Now this is a very important part. Sayyidina Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu then replied and he said, أَجْتَهِدُوا بِرَأْيِ. أَجْتَهِدُوا بِرَأْيِ. I will then do ijtihad. I will apply my mind and I will try to base it on some principle, some guideline from the Quran and Hadith. I will base it on some general principle and ruling. That is what I will do. I will do ijtihad. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely pleased and happy with this answer of Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi waffaqa rasoola rasoolillahi bima yuhibbu wa yarda. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has inspired the messenger of Allah's messenger with that which is loved by Allah and Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, he was pleased with the reply of Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that if the answer is not found explicitly in the Quran, it's not found explicitly in the Hadith, then there is a process that is to be followed. And that process is called the process of ijtihad. And of course, this process of ijtihad is carried out by those who are Ahlul Ijtihad, those who are the Mujtahideen, those who are qualified and competent in the field of Ijtihad, like Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then they will carry out Ijtihad, and that is how rulings will be found till the day of Qiyamah for any situation that we will face in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure the presence of Mujtahideen and scholars of the level of ijtihad who will be able to find answers to any issue that will face the ummah till the day of Qiyamah when they are seeking a Sharia ruling. One simple example is, for example, we find Allah protect us and our children and our youth till the day of Qiyamah from the scourge. The scourge of drugs, for example. Now, if somebody says, what is the rule with regards to drugs? Is it permissible or it's not permissible? So you will say it is haram. Every Muslim says it is haram. This is the correct answer. So we say, what is, if the person says, okay, what's the proof it's haram? Which ayat of the Quran says to take drugs is haram? So if nobody is going to find an ayat specifically stating that drugs is haram. Nobody. Because it was never in existence in that time. The time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Quran was being revealed, there was no existence of these things at that time. So okay, we say, alright, there's no answer in the Quran. Now, okay, one hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he said taking drugs is haram. So obviously it didn't exist that time, so there won't be a hadith. So the ulama, how will they give the ruling? They will give a ruling based on the general guidelines and principles found in the Quran and hadith, and that is, we find, for example, liquor and alcohol is declared haram in the Holy Quran. إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Quran has declared liquor and wine as haram and forbidden. So on what basis was liquor declared prohibited and forbidden? Al-khamru ma yukhamirul aqla. Khamr and liquor is that which actually overpowers the mind of man and it impedes his intellectual ability and it overpowers his logic and reasoning and it does not allow him to think rationally. It prevents his rational, logical thought processes. It interferes with his proper judgment. A person is out of his mind when he takes liquor and alcohol. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it haram and prohibited. So we say, okay, that is the principle why it was made prohibited, because it affects the mind. Al-khamru ma yukhamiru al-aqla. So the ulama say that on the basis of this general principle found in the Holy Quran and the Ahadith, anything that a person is going to take that will interfere with his mind, that will overpower his thinking, that will not allow him to think properly and it will make him irrational in his behavior, then that the same ruling will extend to that. And it will apply here as well. And this is how we get the ruling that taking drugs is haram on the basis of the broad principles of Quran and Hadith through a process of ijtihad. So this was just an example I gave, my dear brothers. This was a little background regarding this eminent Sahabi, Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now to actually come to the topic of discussion, and that is that Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion, and not just one, but several occasions, sought advice from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ausini ya Rasulallah. Give me nasihat, O Allah's Nabi. Give me advice, O Rasul of Allah. So, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him, in one narration which I recited, four advices. And the other narration, three advices. So in total, there are seven advices that were given to him. But in fact, if we look at the books of Hadith, there are other instances where the same Sahabi Muaz radiallahu anhu asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for additional advices. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him many more advices than just the seven advices. Those advices could actually equal maybe 15 to 20 advices. Now what do we learn from this? The first important lesson that we learn out of this, and Muaz radiallahu ta'ala is not the only one. Many, many sahaba, Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, many companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the practice of asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for advice. There were instances where a person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked for advice, and on top of that, he said, Izni ya Rasulallah wa ujiz. Give me advice, but please make it short. Don't let it be long advices. I want short advice. And that reminds me that I will have to cut my bayan short too, because it's almost time is up. But a valuable point and lesson to learn is Sahaba Ikram used to frequently ask Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for advice. And accordingly, according to the situation of that person, according to the circumstances, and of course, in the case of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was pure wahi and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah inspired him at that time, he would give advice accordingly. For example, one person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him for advice. O sini ya Rasulallah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taghda. Don't become angry. So he said, any additional nasihat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taghda. Don't become angry. He said, okay, any additional advice to that? He said, La taghda. Do not become angry. فَرَدَّهُ مِرَارًا Repeatedly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used this one phrase. Don't get angry. Do not become overtaken by wrath and anger. Don't lose your temper. Or how we will say in our colloquial term, don't blow your fuse. Don't become angry. Now, the commentators of hadith say that here a person is asking Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for advice. And he repeats one advice over and over again. If he said it once, it was sufficient. What was the reason why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this advice? Because they say perhaps this person had a tendency of being an angry person. He had anger in his temperament. So to cool that anger down and to rectify this evil attribute of being overtaken by anger, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this advice to him so that it would serve to reform his condition, and so that this condition would be remedied and he would not be overtaken by ghussa and anger, like we find with so many people in our society today. There's a lot of angry people around and they're venting their anger on the wrong people in the wrong way at the wrong time. Nobody says that there isn't place for anger. Also has a place in Islam, but it has a very limited application at the right time, the right place, in the right way, or on the right people. Not the manner in which we are seeing anger being manifested in our time. So my dear friends, I think I will conclude. I would have liked to go into the various nasiha that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Sayyidina Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but inshallah with tawfiq of Allah on some other occasion. But let us take one important lesson out of this, and that is, Sahaba used to constantly ask for advice. One was the general advice that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to all and sundry. But they also went up to him to ask for specific advice, something which they would cherish and value and treasure, and they held fast unto that, and they practice on that for lifelong. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also make the habit of seeking advice. And we treasure and cherish that advice. There are great ulama, elders, pious people. Go to them, seek advice. One very inspirational matter or incident that I would like to share before I conclude. One young girl, whenever ulama used to visit their home, she had a little a book, and she would request the alim to write few words of nasihat and advice. Allahu Akbar. I found it very inspirational. Imagine being a young girl, but she had so much of intelligence that she would seek advice from all visiting ulama who came to the house. And like that, a whole compilation came about. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also keep a small diary. And whatever good advices we receive or we seek, We note it down, but it's not only about writing it in the diary. Write it in the diary and the pages of our heart, so that we can make amal on it. We need to read, reflect, ponder, think, and then apply these lessons and advices. We are living in a very difficult time. There's a lot of uncertainty in the world today. Nationally, internationally, the brothers know what I'm talking about. New situations are developing, new people are in power, people are concerned and worried what's going to happen, how things are going to unfold. Politically there is upheaval, financially things are shaky. Socially we are challenged by so many challenges. And even the weather pattern today has gone haywire. And we see havoc in the world. One side there's drought. On the other side there's floods. The whole system of the world is crumbling and collapsing. We are living in trying times. And as the days go closer to Qiyamah, don't expect it to get better. It will get worse. Now what are we to do in these times? My dear friends, hold on to our deen. Hold on to the elders. Hold on to the pious. Hold on to the words of nasiha and advice. Treasure those. Practice upon those. Implement those in our life. And try to do the best we are. Seek Allah's protection. Make a lot of dua. Do a lot of istighfar. Give a lot of sadaqah. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah. Through these few things, at least we will acquire a certain level of hifazat and protection. Allah Ta'ala protect the ummah around the world. Make conditions conducive. Allah Ta'ala remove all the difficulties and problems. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant goodness. And Allah Ta'ala grant khair. Allah Ta'ala grant afiyat. Allah Ta'ala grant barakat. Allah Ta'ala grant hifazat. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant nusrat. Allah Ta'ala give hidayat. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make the conditions good and conducive for the ummah around the world. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.